Tech Express, the fast track to using ICT in the classroom. I'm Linda.
And I'm Craig, and welcome to episode 25.
Hard to believe we're a quarter of a way with a century.
I know, it's huge, isn't it?
Like we've been on a quest.
It's almost like a searching through caves and an adventure.
All for the good of teaching and learning and our students.
That's right. I won't do sound codes overload, but that one's called iButtons, where it's got lots and lots of different sounds and clips you can use for classes as well.
They're a lot of fun.
What's been going on? Did you see the show last night on ABC Redesign Your Brain?
I did, and it's amazing. What amazed me was how quickly, brain improved.
Todd.
I love Todd. How quickly Todd's brain improved and the impact of using computer-generated training seemed to have a significant impact on him.
I mean, to see his results afterwards, they're absolutely amazing. It was really good doing those when they showed the clips on TV and you could actually do it yourself.
Yes.
At the credits, I had an actual website, eposit.com or something like that, and it's I haven't actually been in there, but I'm interested in going in next, see if you can actually use those tools, you know,
I didn't
personally
see
and stuff like that. So
that'd be that's really good.
My next sort of on my to-do list. But that peripheral vision and that awareness and that thing that's actually going along, particularly when he was looking about the magicians.
Yes,
and about that where was his amazing. Eyesight was trained and about how you actually miss. We were at Geelong Grammar for the Positive Ed, which we're going to talk about shortly.
Yes.
At the end of it, they gave us a show bag with juggling balls in it.
Oh,
so that was one of the things they connected. When I got home, I go, one to Amelia, one to Freddie, and I don't know where the other one went.
Now you're going to take them back off your young
children. Well, that's right. So I had the two balls that I was doing two-ball juggling, and you could feel yourself getting better over a 10-minute window.
So have you tried juggling with three balls?
I can't find the third ball yet, but that's my challenge for the weekend, to find the third ball.
So in the spirit of brain training, you've forgotten where you put the third ball.
I'll blame that 18-month-old son about where that third ball is, but that's my challenge for the weekend.
All right.
And improve my cognitive function by juggling.
Now, you were talking just briefly about your trip to Geelong.
Yes. And what a trip it was. A four-day residential at Geelong Grammar School on positive education. We had a number of representatives from our national partnership schools, and it was a program that was full immersion about what they do at Positive Ed. So it's not about talking about what it is, but you went there to live it. So the first 3 days was really about internalising what that program was and how you could apply it to yourself.
So what's it actually about, positive education?
Yeah, well, it's about being at your best and being good to others.
Okay.
That's how I probably describe it in my own words, but they're probably at the centre of it, it's flourish. So when you're at your best, and when a garden's at its best, you can see that it flourishes.
Yes.
So it's being, you know, not just getting by with life and maintaining or coping that, but looking at things and being able to flourish at every opportunity.
So it's about a school being in an environment where both kids and teachers, and I guess their families, can flourish.
Yeah, it is. There's six main focuses around it. They're about positive purpose, relationships, emotions, health, engagement and accomplishment. So everything comes back to that. And I think we've discussed this on our the podcast before about the values in action strengths test. So each student or teacher will do a strengths test and they'll know your core strengths as an individual and you work towards those strengths.
To building them,
yeah, that's right. And you work from a strengths base where you're focusing on your strengths and you know yourself really well. And you can get a whole profile of a group-based strengths as well. But what's really impressive is you go to a school like that, it's not about what you see, it's about how the people are living what they're actually saying and how they interact and do things.
I truly believe that kids learn as much from the way we do things and our attitudes as they do from what we actually teach.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like teachers, we want our kids to be lifelong learners and sometimes we're not. You know, it's only when we're out there saying, I learnt this, look what I can, and trying and failing and saying that that's okay by modelling it, that kids will do what we want, what we say we want them to be doing.
That's right. And being there at the residential 3 days was focused on about yourself internalising these concepts of mindfulness and, you know, taking a moment out to enjoy the actual living in the moment.
Smell the roses. Well, you look very positive.
And positive health. I know, I'm desperately glowing, aren't I?
So where does the technology bit fit in?
Good question. a number of ways. They introduced, well, for a start, a lot of YouTube clips, a lot of positive ed YouTube clips, and the power of having a laugh and connecting those type of clips there. They've got a program there where they do TED Talks once a week where they get the kids as a forum and they discuss the actual things about what's happening at the TED Talk. So, for example, they did one about that every child needs a champion, and they got all the kids together and talked about who is your champion, what is the importance of being connected to another individual. So for each of the teachers and the students, they do the talks, which we all know what, you know, the power of them,
yeah.
But really applying it to a whole school setting is great. So in clips, but also linked to a number of apps, there's a great one called Project 365. We've talked before about doing that 30-day challenge, but yes. A Project 365 is taking one photo a day, every day for a year.
Wow.
And you're capturing a moment that sort of makes you happy, or that's really, you know, giving you a positive thought.
I tell you what, doing it for a month, and I did it recently, as you know, it really does make you focus. How can I best reflect on the day? And I can imagine doing that in a school, not only to get the kids to focus on the day, but you know, thinking about their learning. Take a photo a day for a period of time that shows what you've learned today or what you would like to know about or what inspired you.
Absolutely. And sharing that with someone else in a class-based context is wonderful. Another great one, one of the key pillars of the positive ed is gratitude. And I wrote a note to my mother, and they're saying about how you can express gratitude to people you don't normally do. There's a great app called the Gratitude Diary, where you can record your thoughts, what you're grateful for, in your diary. And it comes from the belief that actually if you can document what you're grateful for, it increases that level of positive thoughts that actually come in, because you're not coming from a base going, oh, no, this is going wrong, or this always happens to me, and so forth.
Yep.
But it's coming from the fact that you're grateful what's actually is happening to you.
It's sort of like when you verbalise something and write it down, it becomes realer, more real.
Yeah, that's right.
Much more realer. Right.
I know in the podcast we've covered a couple before. We've done Sleep Cycle, which does, you know, sort of looks at your sleep patterns, and also Smiling Mind.
Yes.
There's another one, a great one called Mindfulness, which you can use with sound there's narrator mindfulness and meditation.
Meditation, sort of guided meditation.
Yeah, so that's a real key factor of positive ed. And a lot of the classes at Geelong, they would have short, sharp mindfulness sessions before the commencement of each class to focus the kids. So that's another really good one to check out, mindfulness. Just a couple other quick ones. I've looked at this one called GPS for Soul. And what it does is gives you an alert every 4 hours or so during the day, and it asks you to check your heart rate and your pulse, and it tells you what sort of state you're in, and it can put you through to either a tutorial or a thing to do about, depending on what your heart rate is. So if it's really low, you're very calm, you know, and it can give you some ideas and stuff like that. So that's a good one just to tuning into yourself, again, living the moment.
For teachers and for kids. It's like sort of GPS for the soul, stops you being a lost soul.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you're always found. And then a couple other ways is think and be happy. It's things about positive thoughts. And this whole movement, it's not about happyology, about being happy all the time, but more good things come out of positive thoughts than negative thoughts.
So it's about trying to train our students to be aware of their emotions and to try and look at the positive side of things.
Yes. Yeah, and just knowing themselves from a strengths-based thing allows them to actually do that.
That's amazing stuff.
So they're the ones from Geelong Grammar and the positive ed, and it's been just great working with schools. And there's got Well School Week coming up on the 21st to the 25th of October, so there's a number of initiatives that schools are doing that. One thing at the school I was with yesterday, they're going to do a random act of kindness with the staff where they pick something. So it's all sort of about sort of being good and doing good.
Being good and doing good. So we'll put links to that on the blog.
We will.
For people. Being good and doing good, I like that.
Yeah, I do. It's like that Google, don't be evil.
Do no evil.
That's right.
No, do no harm.
That's do no harm, is it? Okay.
I think that's a doctor's one, I think.
Have you got something to share,
Dr. I've got a couple of things to share. I've got one under one topic. Can I sneak in two things?
Well, let's go for it.
Okay. A while ago, we talked about QR codes and what you did with them and how you used them and how they link the real and the virtual world. So it's like a URL or a hyperlink you'd find on a blog or a website. It's just on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked then about generators like QR Stuff. Well, I just found two others that I think are just stunning, and you might like to have a bit of a play if you like to spiff up your QR codes. One is an app called Fancy QR. It's free,
mm-hmm.
And it's really simple. You just drop in, copy your URL, drop it in, then it says what picture would you like to insert. But when you insert the picture, it's not like it covers up part of the QR code. It actually is the QR code. So what will be all the little black lines is actually made up of miniature versions of the photo. It looks really spick.
Sensational.
And kids would love it. And the other one is a website called visuallead.com. Just go to the website and you can insert the QR code into a picture.
Oh, right. Visual
lead.
Visual lead.
Visual okay. lead, one okay. word. You know, if you want to put
it. So it could be a picture of Matthew Richardson or a tiger.
Why would you?
Just saying you
it
could.
It could be.
Excellent.
If it was a picture of the tiger, for example, normally if you wanted to put the QR code on that, you'd have the picture of the tiger, then you'd copy and paste it on. But this actually inserts it. It's really hard to explain right into it. Really simply, it just says put your URL in, create the QR code, insert the picture, then you can just move it around to where you want it in, print it out, and it's really, really nifty.
What a great idea. All my documents could be have Richmond theme for QR code. Great.
If thank you, Linda. To. But the value of having... oh, it all comes down to Richmond.
Sorry.
The value of having an image or something in them is if you create a whole lot of them and they're all black and white or whatever, it's really hard to tell which one's which.
Mm.
So if they're slightly different, it's easy to say to go to the red one or go to the one with a picture of the tiger on it or whatever. It's really a good way to distinguish for kids and for yourself. So that and also don't forget that you can actually, if you're not an iPad or a tablet sort of a school and you've got computers, as long as you've got a camera, you can still use and read QR codes. You just download a program called QReader.
Okay.
Free from the website, QReader.
Very handy links to QR codes.
On a very positive note, I'm positive people should be having a shot with QR codes.
And positive about getting in touch and living the moment. I'm going to be living the moment on the weekend as soon as I find that third ball and my juggling.
Will improve.
That's the plan.
Perhaps we could put a video next time of you juggling.
Ah, maybe a QR code.
Or not. All right, thank you once again for joining us and we will see you next time for episode 26.
Happy taking.
Happy taking.